What used to be the Sainte Marie among the Iroquois Museum on Onondaga Lake will be transformed into a new kind of museum next year. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the new Great Law of Peace Educational Center will tell the story of upstate New York's Native Americans from their point of view.
Museums have traditionally been a tough fit with Native American cultures.
Traditional historical organizations have dealt in the past with a predominantly written history.
And Onondaga Historical Association Executive Director Greg Tripoli says the tradition and history of the Haudenosaunee isn't written, but spoken. Syracuse University Religion Professor Philip Arnold will be the founding director of the center.
We're treading an interesting collaboration here that's never been done.
Arnold expects it won't look like a traditional museum. At this point, he's thinking the story can be told through sports, food, and art, among other things. And that's why planners aren't rushing into anything.
We intend to take 2013 to plan the facility opening in 2014.
At the core of it all, says Arnold, will be the Great Law of Peace, the oral constitution that governed the Haudenosaunee. The impact of this has been profound through the years, influencing everything from the development of democracy to women's rights.
Rather than a rights and privileges society, which we currently inhabit, the Onondagas think of themselves as duties and responsibilities to their own traditions and also to the natural world. So if we have a little more of that idea in our society, I think it could take us quite a long way.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.